Welcome back to Threshold. We're with Patricia Welch, who, besides being a great performer, and we've talked a little bit about her career, and we'll talk about more of it later, has worked with me and a Russian composer named Edgar Arens, who actually lives in Moscow, and who contacted Patricia on a social media site called Ecademy, which no longer really exists by that name. Anyway, she liked him and liked his music, and at the same time, he had begun to talk to me about working with him through the same social media site, and he had only really written scores for movies and TV, and he thought at one point that I was a producer, but I wasn't really a producer like that. I wanted to, but I did want to write songs. When I heard his music, it was phenomenal. And so he brought us together. He was in Moscow and brought me together with Patricia, who lived 30 miles away from me. And so it was an amazing coincidence. And these are two people, the only two people I've ever met who could, at that time, could perfectly sense what I wanted from this rather unusual, these rather unusual lyrics. So Patricia, do you remember when we started with After Christmas in Your Eyes, we started with a song called Love Never Withers?
Yes, I do. I do.
What did you think of that when you saw that, so those lyrics and so forth?
You know what? I loved it because your lyrics are so visual. I can just see all of it done to video. I mean, it's so visual. And there's a lot of colors in your lyrics. There's a lot of... They're very vivid and very, and I also love the uniqueness because it's kind of like not the norm, not the way we normally, as I said earlier, it's out of the box, it's a little different, and then that fused together with Edgar's writing, which is, he has that yes. Cinematic quality because he's been involved in film and television in Moscow, is kind of like that formula that puts it all together, that, you know, gives it that icing on the cake, so to say.
So what we're going to do is we're going to hear this song. It's called Love Never Withers. We're just going to play a piece of some of these songs, and then maybe we'll play our first song that is actually available to people right now. These songs are coming up, but here's Love Never Withers.
From my eyes, I remember that day when the wind swept away life's dear comfort and warmth on that bitter autumn day.
Sometimes out of chaos comes some beautiful things. I don't know about you, but when I write, I don't necessarily know what I'm going to write or what I'm going to do. And that particular song, I I don't know, like Love Never Withers. I didn't really get it, but I mean, I knew that there was a song there, and I started to write, and then I began to see, you know, the leaves being painted yellow and brown and so forth, red and brown, and I just started to see the whole thing, and it all finally came together.
Right, the correlation. I love how you have the correlation of Love Never Withers and how nature, what happens with nature and the leaves and so forth, that, you know, that might happen with nature, but that does not happen with love.
Yes, there's something, I guess after all I've seen and experienced in my life, I still believe in love. You know, I still believe in, as impossible as it sometimes would have seemed, that love can endure, and, you know, endure as far as you can imagine. It's like a highway that goes on forever. Another song that we did together, which I think is sort of a hyperbolic, a painted, exaggerated song, just like many of these songs that are in this album that's coming up, which is called Hadley's Castle. And this song is Your Kisses Never Die. And are you ready for that?
Yes.
We must have known this place before, where waves crash cruelly on the shore, and wind carves out remorseful runes in deep shadows on silver.
Song, it's called Desperate Games. Don't you think that most of this music from Hadley's Castle is sort of, there's a sort of exaggerated feeling about it, both good and bad?
Yes, it does. It has, because with every love relationship, there's many, sometimes there are those downsides or those times of feeling like you just don't have, that you're not on the same page, and that maybe one person is loving the other one a little bit more, and or not feeling the love back, and so that the struggles of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, this next song is almost the exact opposite, I think, because it's kind of love where you just are glued to that person, and you know that person is the wrong person, and you just can't get that him or her out of your head, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. It just, what was interesting about all of this was that the story came to me after I wrote the songs. And it's kind of in a really interesting, it's like I've had that experience before, writing a bunch of songs, and there's one, another musical that I'm working on now, where all the different parts just came to me, and then I saw the story. So that's the strange thing about life. Well, here we go with Desperate Games.
Your shadow marks the brazen breeze. I sense you near and slowly
Patricia, thank you for doing that.
That's one of my favorites that we did together. I really, really like that song.
It's you know, I remember what Leonard Cohen said when did you ever hear his speech when he got the Prince of Asturias Award?
No, I didn't.
Well, what he said was, you know, I like awards and I'm glad to get it. And I'm really appreciated. But you know what? It just seems like I'm more of a custodian of this song than I just completely wrote it myself. So maybe, you know, in a lot of times you think, oh my gosh, maybe that higher power that connected us is the same higher power that's working through us to create performances and lyrics and music. It's just kind of, there's another dimension to it.
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, this next song, of which I also love the way you did it, it was one of the hardest to write. It was actually originally some kind of a spiritual song in Russia that Edgar composed. And we turned it into a, you know, an English song. And although it has a definite romantic quality about it, it's sort of a religious, it has a religious quality too, because what is your heart ready for? It's ready for forgiveness and love with a person, but it's also ready for a spiritual awakening.
The moon hangs low in the sky. I'm back again on this path. I scatter
What do you think of that?
Another very vivid, vivid song of, and it very expressive.
Well, we're going to move a little bit away from Hadley's Castle and do the. There are a couple of songs. Well, one particular song that is not in Hadley's Castle, and it's about. It's really sort of based on how I got to Palm Springs, with the mood and the actual circumstances exaggerated by about 1,000 times. but I know that you know Palm Springs Lullaby very well. I mean, you know Palm Springs, and we are going to be making a music video for that song. And also, it will be coming out as sort of a single, and we're just going to play a piece of it. So I feel like that you really put your heart into this as well.
Yes, you know, speaking of Palm Springs Lullaby, I love it because you incorporated the windmills. And if anybody's ever been to Palm Springs, the windmills are right there. And so they'll hear it in the song.
Here we go with the Palm Springs Lullaby.
We flee to desert skies. The final dance is on, with no more alibis. As windmills madly spin our dreams from lovesick sighs, their dancing shadows win a gleam from downcast eyes. Flows throughout my day when you
Well, Patricia, that was a Christmas surprise, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It's just like opening up a stocking and you didn't know what was in it. And there it is. And you thought, and actually you thought it was Halloween, but
well, that was two of our songs back to back. And speaking of,
that was the only complete one that we were playing. That people can actually find that on YouTube.
Yes. And you know, Christmas in Your Eyes, it's a kind of a very unusual. Can I talk about it for a moment?
Oh, please.
It's a very
all the time you want.
Okay. It's an unusual Christmas song, you know, in the fact that it's about a family, about a mother and her child going out, and the child is sledding, and this child tumbles down the hill and could have been killed, and this beautiful pine, this beautiful tree, broke this child's fall. And so this family in the evening at the fireside, you know, are just in celebration of this miracle of this child not getting killed and this tree saving the child. And so it's an unusual, as I said, all of our music is out of the box. It's a little different and has a little different messages. And I think that kind of makes it, that uniqueness makes it, should make it interesting for the listeners out there. The way Edgar wrote that music, the way your lyrics kind of folded in, and then they can actually watch that video on YouTube. But you can tell them in a minute where they can find that. But it's very visual. You know, the child is being tucked in, and it's a very peaceful, happy. Everybody's happy. Everybody's safe. The family is safe, and you know that's what that song is all about. At Christmas time, the family is safe, and they have each other.
Yeah. That was the idea. It was a universal Christmas song, mm-hmm. that captured, I think, almost anybody, any faith could like it. And you can find it on YouTube. If you put in Patricia Welch, Christmas in Your Eyes, you'll find that song. It's really simple to find. I want to go back to, well, first of all, I'd like to go back to something else that's a little bit of a deviation. You actually have a... besides having wearing the hat of a performer, you have I don't know if you're there for this reason, but you have a business that's intimately connected with Las Vegas, do you not?
Yes, actually, it's my husband's business, and I help him with it. That's my day job. You know, you have to have a day job when you're in my field.
Better than waiting in tables?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, it's nice to, we work, you know, right out of the office together. We're pretty much together 24/7, actually. He's not here with me because it's awfully early, but for him, but yes, our business is called Las Vegas Perks, and people can find it at lasvegasperks.com. And basically what it is it's a discounted Las Vegas package for shows, dining, and attractions. And we actually have several packages. We've broken them down. We have one that's called the Deluxe Package, which contains all of our offers, shows, dining, and attractions. We have a dining package. We have an attraction package, tour and attraction package, and so forth. And what people do is they can go online and they can actually purchase these packages. They're very reasonable, and they can print out the coupons and then take them with them to Vegas. And what they will do is they'll purchase the package, for example, like the dining package is $15.95. They purchase it, and then they've got like lots of great 2-for-1 plus other significant offers in that package that they can take to Las Vegas. We've got the Paris buffet. We've got some nice, really nice offers. So he actually started this business years ago. He created a board game called Casino Royale.
And
he,
oh, really?
Yeah, and he put this little coupon book in the board game, and the board game was in Walmart, but people were cutting the board game open and they were stealing the little coupon box. So he said, I'm in the wrong business. I think I need to have the coupons, the discounts for Vegas. And so that's how he started that. And I've been helping him. He calls me the computer guru between the two of us. He's not really real computer, but I am. I've actually designed our site.
It's a really nice site.
Thank you. I did the website, and I take care of customer service, and so I wear many hats.
Well, you know, I will say this, that looking at these coupons, as I did recently, because I want to go to Vegas so I can actually meet everybody in the station. That would be a really great thing to do at one point. And you save hundreds of dollars on these packages, don't you?
Absolutely. Some of the shows are $70 and $80 shows, and we have a dinner show. And basically, yes, if they're 2-for-1, why pay full price when you can get it for half? If there's a couple going, these really geared for couples are our packages. But most people go in 2s to Vegas or 4s, and they can basically buy the packages, and then they've got these tremendous savings.
Well, you know, with that in mind, I think we will get back to another little adventure of yours, which is your CD, Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia. And I'd like to play a song which maybe you could tell us a little bit about, something called Top of the World.
Oh, yes, Top of the World. That was actually a song that Karen Carpenter sang years ago. And I've always loved that song. In fact, my husband had a heart valve replacement a couple years ago at UCLA. And I remember I was so happy because, you know, we just didn't know he was going to make it. And I was so happy that the doctor said everything was successful and he was in ICU. And I was walking back to the hotel after being with him for hours and hours and he was in recovery. And I remember singing that song. I felt that's the way I felt. Those words to that song was the way I felt right after my husband's surgery. And I knew that he was going to be okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. in the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze. There's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
You know, Patricia, you were talking about your husband's surgery.
Yes.
But I also recall when you were very, very sick, and some strange things happened during that time, but I was really at a distance from you, you know, physically at a distance, but I was extremely worried. And then things really kind of miraculously changed. Can you tell us what happened to some extent?
Yes, without going into all the gory details.
I had a
major surgery, and where a lot of my intestines was taken out. And anyway, I had broken apart. They were stapled me together, and I broke apart, and I ended up with sepsis and pneumonia and all kinds of things. So I was in the hospital for a good 6 weeks, and then 3 months in a nursing home, and then I had a home nurse. They didn't expect me to live when I was in the hospital. It was a very, very dramatic recovery. But and there was a time when I was so sick I wanted to die. You know, I think there's times when you just feel so bad, you just say, dear God, please take me. But
yes.
But then it all goes into that fate thing again, because he didn't. He said, no, you're still here because I want you here, you know. And I think that, you know, when it's your time to go, it's your time. There's an old Chinese proverb, I heard it once. I don't have it exactly, but it's like, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. A blade of grass can cut your toe and you could die. And 1,000 arrows thrown your way can hit you and you can survive. And that's basically kind of that motto, basically, the moral of that story is that, you know, if it really is your time, it's your time. And it wasn't. And I am completely recovered. I got down to 100 pounds. I'm like 5'5", so that was nothing. And I was really, really sick. But, you know, I bounced back and I gained my weight back. And I feel wonderful now. And I'm thankful to the doctor in the hospital and everything, because they gave me the best care. It was at Eisenhower Medical Center, by the way, in Palm Desert.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and where we used to live, right?
Yeah, and
where
they
I used to live.
They were absolutely wonderful, and I really truly believe my doctor saved my life, because when I had like 105 fever and they knew something was really wrong with a raging infection of sepsis, he took me right back up to OR after operating all day and, you know, like in the middle of the night, and he worked so hard at getting me back together again and really saved me. And then the blood transfusions and so forth after that all were all stepping stones to get me well again. And the medications, the heavy duty Invance, which was like a major antibiotic, all
one
that.
Of the strangest stories that I heard about this type of fate.
Mm-hmm.
I have related it, I think, once before, but there's a guy named Fritz Peters who he became a writer. But he was in World War II before that. And I believe he was in occupied France. I'm not sure, but there was a tent that he was in with his fellow soldiers, and a bomb hit it. and exploded the tent and it killed everybody in it. He was outside the tent and he saw something flying through the air and it landed in his feet. It was a typewriter.
A typewriter?
During this whole ordeal? Yeah, he became a novelist. But
wow.
So his life was saved because he happened to be outside of this tent where all his friends were killed.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's something.
And so he was the one that lived to write about it, right?
He lived to write about it, and the typewriter became really important to him.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking that maybe we've talked a lot about Edgar, and Edgar is a good friend of both of ours, a remote friend because we both never actually seen him, right, except on Skype.
Right, right. Right.
But, Edgar has asked me to work with him, like you have, and I'd like to play a little promo for his music, for not his songs, but for his actual scoring of music.
Yes, and he can be found at EdgarArens.com, right? Is that his web address?
Yes, EdgarArens.com, EdgarArens.com, and you can hear a lot of his music there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Let's go ahead and play that.
Okay.
I've worked with Russian composer Edgar Arens for quite a few years, building an inventory of songs, many of which feature singer-performer Patricia Welch. We will soon be releasing these songs, components of an album and a musical in progress called Hadley's Castle. When Edgar and I first got together, I was amazed by the brilliance of his musical scores created for movies, TVs, and animations. Here is a sample of the work he did on the Russian TV series, available now on Amazon, called The Secret Agent's Memoir, which had 2 seasons. This score is called Escape and was created for the first season. I am very pleased to say that Bridge of Light Productions, a division of New Galaxy Enterprises, is proud to be the contact point for television and film companies seeking information about this amazing composer's work. If you're in the entertainment business and wish to know more, contact me at johnnybluestar@gmail.com. That's johnnybluestar@gmail.com. Well, this is really... I think his music, that particular, the Secret Agent's Memoirs, was played on Netflix. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I think it was Netflix.
I'm going to have to Google that and watch it.
You can watch it, but it is with subtitles.
Yeah. He's a tremendous composer, isn't he? I mean, you can just beautiful, beautiful.
I really, honestly, when I first heard it, I said, this is John Williams, or this is someone on that stature.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an ordinary person.
I know. When I heard his music, I was drawn to it. And, you know, that when we met through E Academy, I was like, whoa, I want to work with this guy. And then I met you through him, which you were just a hop and a skip away from where I lived.
It's incredible.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's one reason I did this program, is because I felt that you look at all the terrible problems we have in this world, and there's got to be some kind of a spiritual answer. There's got to be a component to take us out of some of this darkness.
Yes.
And I felt that I would take everything that I could understand and perhaps draw some other people who understand more into a matrix where we could look at things from a spiritual perspective. And as you can see, just the things that we've related so far, how our lives became entwined, how you became well after such a devastating disease, how you connected with someone who got you the information about the King and I. It's beyond ordinary chance. It gets into the realm of what you call synchronicity, where you have things connecting with a meaning, but that shouldn't really connect in that way, because if life is arbitrary and random, then things like this would not happen, but it's not.
That's right. That's right.
I'd like to play, go back to your CD and play something called Someone Like You. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, actually, the CD has mostly songs from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, the 80s, the standards. But this song is actually from a Broadway show. It was from Jekyll and Hyde, and I just loved it because it was such a beautiful love song, so I kind of threw that one in. I figured that's easy listening and beautiful, and I thought people would enjoy it. So that was one of the... I think it was in 1990 for Jekyll and Hyde when it came out, 1990 or 1991. So here it is, Someone Like You.
You know, Patricia, when I hear that song, it seems to me it could have been done in the 70s or the 60s. When you listen to show music, it seems to me that it has a more of a perennial quality. It seems to... it can be dated in a way, but in another sense, it just seems alive. Like I saw Guys and Dolls recently, the film, and it's just like the songs are are totally understandable now.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And isn't that a beautiful song?
Oh, it's an amazing song. And it, but it's, I thought, well, I must have heard this, you know, years ago. And I guess I hadn't really even heard it because I thought it was coming from an earlier era. But then again, you can't tell with these type of songs. You know, Patricia, I grew up, my uncle was named High Jacobs, and he was, I don't know if I ever told you this, but he was in charge of all the advertising for the major musicals in the 70s and 80s and I think the early 90s.
Oh.
And so he, so I constantly went to Broadway, and I also constantly would play these musicals like Annie Gets Your Gun or Oklahoma over and over and over again.
Me so, too. I that was part of my childhood, you know, in high school. As I said, I listened to Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones and played these for hours and hours. And I would actually turn Shirley Jones down and pretend like I was, you know, his romantic counterpart and sing along with Gordon McRae or Johnny Raitt.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to some information about your about your CD, because
okay.
We're almost at the end
okay.
here.
Yes.
Okay. This is Johnny Blue Star. I've worked as a lyricist with Patricia Welch for over 5 years, along with Russian composer Edgar Ahrens, a friend and colleague. Her ability as a singer is simply amazing. She brings a unique and dramatic flair to every song she sings. Over the next few months, we shall be releasing a number of these songs, part of an album called Hadley's Castle. Meanwhile, Patricia has been busy creating a super enjoyable collection of classic standards in an exciting 46-song, 3-CD collection.
Music for Great Entertaining introduces Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia Welch. 3 hours of continuous music. 46 of the all-time classic standards, spanning decades of hit songs. Going to a friend's home for dinner? Cocktails, Dinner, and Dessert with Patricia also makes the perfect hostess gift. This 3-CD compilation is the perfect background music that sets just the right mood for any dinner party.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy.
To purchase this album, just go to patriciawelch.com/CD. That is patriciawelch.com/CD. You won't be disappointed. Patricia, I was hoping you could give a little bit more about your own contact information about your website before we leave, which will be in about 1 minute.
Okay, yes, it's patriciawelch.com, very easy. And Welch is with a C-H. A lot of people get that mixed up and put that S in there, but it's just like the grape juice. No relation, I wish, but but it's patriciawelch.com.
Well, the wonderful thing about it, about your website, is that they can get a lot of different. You didn't just do that CD; you did a lot of other things, and you have a whole album about Broadway songs. Correct?
Yes, absolutely. Broadway's Best with Patricia, and that actually is on Amazon and iTunes also. But they can find everything in my website. I have videos on my website, and you know, so people can contact me through email.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next week on Threshold.
It was a delight. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.